It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. After multiple failed attempts in the past, New York City will soon have another chance to ban solitary confinement in its jails. WNYC's Samantha Max reports.
It's been 3 years since Melania Brown's sister died on Rikers Island. Laylene Polanco, a 27-year-old transgender woman, suffered a seizure while being held alone in a restrictive housing unit. Since then, Brown has made it her mission to end solitary confinement.
I just didn't want anyone else to feel the pain that we was feeling of seeing my sister cold and in an examiner's bed on a death that could have been prevented.
The city council could soon take action to prevent deaths like Polanco's. Public advocate Jumani Williams plans to unveil new legislation today that would prohibit jail staff from keeping people alone in cells for extended periods of time. Under the proposal, solitary confinement would only be allowed for a few hours if someone poses an immediate danger. Medical staff would also need to check on them every 15 minutes.
Rikers Island is not a safe place to be right now, and how we're operating is leading to that. And so if everyone's agreeing that there's problems with minimum standards, there's problems with staffing, solitary confinement makes all of those things worse.
This isn't the first time the city has tried to get rid of what corrections officials call punitive housing. The Board of Corrections approved a plan last year to eliminate it, though that ended up being delayed because of staffing shortages. More than 24 council members also sent a letter to Mayor Eric Adams just before he took office, urging him to condemn the practice. But Michael Skelly of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association warns that without punitive housing, both staff and prisoners would be in danger. He hopes the bill won't pass.
If you stand for safety and security, if you stand for protecting the rights of nonviolent inmates and officers who show up to work every day to keep everyone safe, if you stand with them, you'll vote against it.
The mayor's office says he'll review the legislation once it's introduced. Samantha Max, WNYC News.